AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The U.S. military announces it's completed work on a pier in southern Gaza to help bring in relief supplies from the sea.
The pier was successfully affixed to the beach in Gaza. In the coming days, we will commence the delivery of aid.
Israel's defense minister, meanwhile, says the military will be sending more troops into Rafah as fighting rages, as well in northern Gaza, where Hamas has regrouped. House Republicans are planning to pass a bill condemning President Biden's pause on a shipment of bombs to Israel and mandating the delivery of those weapons. The former fixer for former President Donald Trump is being questioned by defense attorneys in the hush money trial in New York. Outside, Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz was there to support Trump.
No other American in the country would be charged with this type of crime. It's like the Mr. Potato Head doll of crimes, where they had to stick together a bunch of things that did not belong together.
A fiery crash involving a tanker truck has shut down a stretch of Colorado's main east-west highway near Denver. It happened on I-70, which is still affected. And that bridge connecting Galveston, Texas to Pelican Island remains closed after a barge crashed into a pillar. A swath of the southern U.S. is again under a severe storm threat. Florida, Louisiana, and parts of Texas.
That could include areas spanning from Austin and Waco, Texas, up to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and then down to Houston.
Forecaster Jared Geyer with the National Weather Service. The Justice Department's made the official move toward reclassifying marijuana as a less dangerous drug. That proposal now sent to the Federal Register. Xander Schauffele has broken a PGA Championship scoring record with a 62. This is AP News. Honda says it's committed to building more electric vehicles.
Honda is doubling down on its commitment to electric vehicles, saying it will invest $65 billion through fiscal 2031 to deliver EV models to nations around the world. You may have heard talk of a slowdown in electric vehicles in some markets, but Honda says the move toward EVs is solid in the long run. But rival Toyota's approach is more varied. It's focusing on hybrids and other models that still have engines. Honda is announcing a deal with IBM to work together on computer chips and software for future vehicles. I'm Rita Foley.
Netflix and the NFL are announcing a 3-year deal for the streaming service to carry games on Christmas Day. Netflix will have both games this year. It told advertisers it will carry defending Super Bowl champ Kansas City at Pittsburgh and then Baltimore at Houston. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.